Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I want to direct your attention today to the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Notice by this that there is a cause-effect relationship. You pour water on, and you lower the temperature to below 32 degrees, water becomes ice. You heat water to 212 degrees, then water boils, becomes steam. And you do a number of other things. There is a cause-effect relationship. So the Christian cannot get away from the lessons that are taught in life, certain things happen, we can expect other things to happen because there is a cause-effect relationship. Things are not random and chaotic. Things are random and chaotic. Now, I'm not contradicting myself in this sense, but when you find that there are things that happen to you, and you don't understand why, when we're in a world where there's sin, then of course there's random and chaos, randomness and chaos. But there is a cause for this. In the beginning, it was not so. Homes are broken up. In the beginning, it was not so. People die, grow old, grow weak, senile. In the beginning, it was not so. Now, what caused all of this? Sin. And the scriptures show to us very clearly in the book of Judges, you can learn that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian. Several times the phrase occurs. When they did evil, the Lord delivered them into the hands of an oppressor. Now, this one was cruel to them many times. All of them generally were cruel. One time they would oppress them with certain things, chariots of iron. They would take away their food. They would be brutal to them. Now, what brought this on? The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Lord was not just simply saying, well, there's a good time for me to demonstrate my power and my sovereignty, and so I will cause some problems for these people, and I will make it difficult for them. That's not what the Lord does. That's not the way the Lord works. The Lord is holy. Do you know Him? Do you know how He works? Sometimes people think that the Lord is like some kind of button they can push, and Lord, do this, Lord, do that. They think the Lord is their servant, but the Lord, our God, is our Heavenly Father. And He ministers to the needs of His children. We can call upon Him for help and ask Him to work and to meet needs. And so, therefore, we are careful and quick to call upon Him. Don't forget that. But don't forget also that if you live like the devil, you're going to have to suffer the consequences of those who go contrary to the Lord. Going contrary to the way of the Lord. These were God's people, and the Lord delivered them, turned them over to the Midianites. Now, there is something in the church along this line. You find a person in the church who will not live right. The church is instructed to turn them over to Satan, that Satan might have his way with them, that they might humble themselves, repent of their sin, forsake their sin, and get right with God and be blessed again, and the Lord will be honored and glorified. So I ask, where are you in this cycle of things? Father, I pray Thee to bless today and bless us, bless this message, bless this preacher, bless Thy people, Thy hearers, and we'll be careful to praise Thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now let's continue today in the scriptures as we see we've been studying how that going through the book of Genesis, chapter by chapter, looking at the highlight. Wouldn't possibly at this time go through each verse for to do so in my lifetime at the rate that I usually go would take a lifetime. And we would never, in just one book, this book cannot be exhausted. So we have to select what we will talk about, what we will address. And every preacher does that, but we ask the Lord to direct us. We ask the Lord to guide. We ask the Lord to strengthen, to show us what His people need. And of course, He's already provided that information to us. We need to be bold in proclaiming it, need to be obedient in preaching what the Lord has said. And so we have seen that the Lord had unto Cain respect unto Abel, and did not have respect unto Cain. And Cain was very wroth. He was very angry that the Lord had accepted the offering of Abel and had rejected his offer. Now, looking in the scriptures at some of the things that Cain did, we find, first of all, looking in the book of, well, let's turn to Hebrews, First John chapter 3, verse 12. We know why Cain did what he did. Looking at that in just a moment. Now, here's what happened. Here's what the scriptures say happened concerning Cain and Abel after Cain had made his offering unto the Lord, and Abel also. And Cain, his countenance fell. He was very wroth when the Lord, very angry when the Lord accepted Abel's offering. Now, there are certain responses that this man could have had. He could have been glad and said to his brother, well, I'm glad for you. You did a noble thing. You did a good thing. The Lord was pleased with you, and I'd certainly love to talk with you about this and help me to make the right choices. Or he could have said to the Lord, Lord, I'm so sorry I didn't offer up the right thing. Forgive me. Lord, I do love you. I am thankful, Lord, for what you've done, and I did the best that I could. But no, that's not what he did. You know that many times people will choose the wrong path each time when left to themselves. You remember what Eve said, what the devil said to Eve? It was sort of like this. You can't do anything around here. We can't even look at this tree over here. Why can't we? What's wrong with I don't under everybody else? No. And, you know, on and on it goes. And that's the way it is when people want to do wrong. Don't want to do what the Lord would have them to do. So Cain made the wrong choice. He had some alternative responses, but he chose the one at the bottom. He chose the worst one. His countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? Now, the Lord wasn't simply just asking this of Cain, that Cain might just become more angry, or to for information's sake. Here's another opportunity. I see the grace of God. The Lord asked this of Cain, and he said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? What was being done was Cain's motives were being displayed at this point. The Lord was displaying Cain's motives, the reason why Cain had done what he had done. He says, if thou doest well. So the Lord knows a whole lot more, friends, about the reason why you do what you do than what you're willing to let people know why you've done what you've done. Now, you will present one side, and you will bring of the fruit of the ground and the best fruit from the ground, and you are saying, oh, it's all right, you know, you go your way, and I go mine, and you do your thing, and I do mine, and, you know, we'll just meet up on the other side. What you're saying is, I will do things my way. Underneath all of that, see, the Lord knows what's under those words, and that smile, that sweet little smile that you put out there. Oh, I understand, and you are just so, you know, I understand how you feel. Well, reject what you have to offer, and watch how sweet and kind and lovely you are. Watch how people respond when things don't go their way. And when they recognize that they have not made the right choice, but they have indeed made the wrong choice, just as Cain did, the Lord says, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Didn't you do well? Didn't you do your very best? Didn't you do all that you knew to do? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. So here is a confrontation. Cain having to face his own motives, having to face the truth. And unto thee shall be his own desire. And this is what the Lord tells him. He said, let's go read this again. I skipped a portion of it. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. See, what's going to answer you to help you? What's going to come up and give you some support when you've had the wrong attitude, when you've had a rotten response, when you've had a sinful response, when the truth has been made known to you? What's going to help you if you respond wrongly? Sin. Sin says, let's do it this way. And unto thee shall be his own desire, and thou shalt rule over him. If you don't do well, you're going to wind up getting yourself another master. You'll be another servant. And the scripture said, see, this is again another indication as to why we are told that, and we believe that Satan fell. He didn't like the fact that he was made greater than man, and yet he was to be a servant to man. And so he arose up and tried to overthrow God. Now, let's look in the book of 1 John chapter 3, as I mentioned before. We now know why Cain did what he did. The scriptures say in verse 12 of 1 John 3, let's read verse 11, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Who is that wicked one? The devil. See, he had already been in the garden and contaminated the garden and contaminated man's nature, corrupted man's nature. And now he has got his philosophy afoot in the world, not who was of Cain as of that wicked one and slew his own brother. And the question is asked, now why did he kill his brother? The answer is given by God the Holy Spirit, because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Abel had done the righteous thing. Cain had done the evil thing. And Cain wouldn't get right when God spoke to him, when the Lord turned the light on his evil heart. Instead, sin at the door said, we will deal with this matter. Make an alliance with me. You've already done it because you are of that wicked one, and the wicked one feeds off of sin. And when the wicked one feeds off of sin, more corruption and evil springs forth. And that's what you need to be aware of. If you don't respond rightly, things will get worse for you. You're at the point now where you can turn around and repent. You're never too late to get things right with the Lord. Get things right at this point. Father, we ask for thy help. We ask thee to bless and to speak to hearts and to turn many unto thyself. We ask all of these things now in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. And do join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, zip code 29609.